Hey everybody, apparently I have a lot to say today. So the next thing in my mind is crypto. I haven't been trading crypto as much lately because it's slowing way down compared to what it was. So it hasn't really been worth it. A couple thoughts I'm noticing. Monero continues to be pretty strong versus everything else. I'm interested in that. Bitcoin's tough for me because I don't really know how to value it. I think you have to look at it as a store of value, kind of like a digital gold. This is nothing new to everyone, but something that's going to be an alternative asset, has a huge developer backing, is entrenched because it's the first mover. But Bitcoin right now sidesteps the problems that the others are having, and especially Ethereum, which used to be my favorite, is having a huge regulatory problem because right now there's all these subpoenas from the SEC and everyone's scared to put out an ICO because they don't know if they're going to get in trouble or not, which slows the entire ecosystem down. And everything just kind of screeches to a halt. And you can see Ethereum's been pounded relative to the other ones. So right now I like Bitcoin better for a trade because I think it's starting to stabilize relatively, didn't go down near as much in the last push. So Bitcoin, I think, can potentially hold its ground here. We'll see. Ethereum, I'm much more skeptical on until the regulatory environment gets cleared up, which you would think happens mid-2018. The G20 also has to weigh in, so I think we're going to learn a lot more, and I think crypto will be a better trade maybe middle to second half of 2018, but right now it's not like it was, which isn't really a shock. I just want to add a little bit to the state of the cryptocurrency market. I listened to a podcast this morning, Epicenter podcast, with a guy who's been testifying in front of Congress. And I think he's from the Coin Center. They're just trying to keep blockchain protected and used in the right way and not have laws passed that are destroying the technology. And it's similar to what I said last time, but it's interesting to me to keep up on this because I want to make sure there's clarity before I get stuck in an investment or something like that. So it's kind of basically where we're at is the CFTC is looking at what they can take and the SEC is looking at what they can take, and they're kind of going to split this up. CFTC is probably going to be doing stuff like, is there pump and dump schemes? Is there manipulation? That's the stuff they already do. They're going to start doing that. And the state money laundering license stuff will hopefully go away and they'll have one license from the federal level. And the SEC is going to be looking at new issuers and making sure that they're not shady and judging if something's a security. So that's kind of how it's going to work. The big gray area still is it a security or not? It sounds like that's still to be worked out, so I don't really know what to say about that. But it sounds like exchanges, even decentralized ones who are listing stuff that's kind of in the gray area, they might be asked to delist those or get shut down. So if you're listing Monero and Bitcoin and Ethereum, you're definitely going to be safe because those things are big blockchains that aren't tokens and they have their own code. And not that the tokens don't, but it's different than a security. So those are okay. But it's still to be shaken out on that front. So the way I'm looking at it now is we're kind of neutral. The best case scenario, everything goes as it is, not going to happen. The worst case scenario that everyone's fearing, probably not going to happen. I don't think the SEC is going to be backward looking and go back and try to undo everything, shut down everything. Maybe they pick some spots to do that. So that's where we sit right now. And some congressmen were really friendly about it and think we shouldn't regulate it. And others think it's a scam and it's the opposite. So I think sticking to my original position, the big coins like Bitcoin, Litecoin, I think are probably better here because of that. Ethereum itself is okay, but the stuff that is written on it is potentially at risk. So that hurts the price of Ethereum. That's how I'm looking at it for now. I'm staying away from Ethereum until this clears up.